Appendix B, captured enemy ammunition. CEA includes all ammunition products and components produced for or used by a foreign force that is hostile to the United States, that is or was engaged in combat against the United States, in the custody of a United States military force, or under the control of a DOD component, DAPAM 385-64. Planning for CEA. Planning for CEA is an analytical process based on known enemy resources and facilities. Requirements for the disposition of CEA can easily exceed the capabilities of munitions units. DAPAM 385-64 and AR 381-26 outline United States Army policy for the handling of CEA. Further discussion of CEA is found in ATP 4-35.1. CEA may also include North Atlantic Treaty Organization or United States manufactured munitions that may not have been under United States custody or control. The Army considers found enemy ammunition excess, and munitions personnel will follow handling guidance outlined in DAPAM 385-64. Further, AR 381-26 requires ammunition personnel follow one of three options for excess ammunition on the battlefield: use, destroy, or secure and retrograde. All of these options except use apply to CEA. CEA includes all types of munitions. The ammunition company will require close support from EOD prior to any CEA handling operation to ensure the safety of munitions personnel. CEA is stored separate from United States munitions. However, it must be accounted for, stored, and guarded using the same criteria that applies to United States munitions. EOD personnel, QASAS, or military munitions inspectors will identify and make the final decision on CEA. Leaders must ensure personnel carefully observe United States munitions standard safety policies and procedures during retrograde operations that include CEA. Commanders must notify EOD personnel when they find or capture enemy ammunition caches. The on-scene commander notifies EOD and provides the following information: grid coordinates, estimated quantity of munitions, initial estimate of the different types of CEA in the cache, size and type of force securing the site. EOD analyzes and identifies the types of munitions in the cache and determines the following: munitions type by filler, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosive. If the munitions present a hazard to friendly forces, booby-trapped, armed, or damaged. If the items are safe to transport. EOD then evaluates the CEA for munitions that will require technical intelligence exploitation. This includes first-seen enemy ordnance and ordnance items of interest. EOD teams are able to conduct the first level of technical intelligence at the site. Items requiring further exploitation must be secured for transport and sent to the senior EOD headquarters within the theater of operations for level 2 exploitation. The EOD chain of command processes and disseminates information collected from the scene to the intelligence community. In addition, civilian or military ammunition inspectors may assist in inspecting the cache after EOD has determined there are no extraordinary hazards, booby traps, time delay devices, or armed munitions. Segregation and disposal of all hazardous enemy munitions will be conducted by certified or trained personnel. Sustainment commanders may task modular ammunition units to prepare caches for retrograde. The ammunition unit inspects, segregates, and loads the captured stocks onto EAB transportation assets tasked to move the CEA. Working together, these EAB assets load and transport the CEA to the designated ASA. The ASA stores CEA in a designated secure area separate from the area containing United States munitions. Regardless of its condition, CEA cannot be intermingled with United States munitions stocks. Once the CEA is identified and segregated by type, ammunition personnel will enter the munitions into the appropriate SAAS for accountability and control. Ammunition personnel should complete this procedure as soon as possible after receipt by the ATHP or MATP. Reporting and disposition instructions for CEA are the same as for friendly munitions. Close control of CEA is required. DAPAM 385-64 contains more information on the United States Army policy for handling of CEA. United States forces may use CEA for limited operations if authorized. For example, engineers can use CEA as a substitute for bulk explosives during demolition operations. Munitions personnel must still segregate all CEA from United States munitions, even those authorized for use by United States forces. See ATP 4-35.1 for more information. Reintegration and return of captured enemy ammunition. Munitions planners must prepare for the contingency of returning seized munitions to legitimate civil governance control upon request of the approving authority. Maintenance of CEA may be a critical factor prior to a reintegration operation. Upon approval by the appropriate authority, munitions personnel may issue stored CEA to stabilize local national forces. Disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration of former combatants is fundamental to most efforts to establish stability and lasting peace. Disarmament may include seizing ammunition, collecting and destroying weapons and supplies, closing weapons and ammunition factories, and preventing resupply. Munitions maintenance and ammunition surveillance occurs throughout operations. Additionally, seized ammunition may require maintenance during consolidation of gains operations. Reintegration of former combatants may include the return of CEA to host nation control. Destruction of ammunition. The two categories of ammunition destruction are routine and emergency. The current tactical situation dictates the method of destruction used. Ammunition personnel must receive permission from their chain of command before destroying unserviceable ammunition. Planners should create a general contingency plan for the destruction of unserviceable ammunition, along with a cost-effects analysis for every storage activity. The destruction site should be carefully selected so explosive fragments, debris, and toxic vapors do not become a hazard to personnel, materials, facilities, or operations. For more information on selecting a destruction site and destruction procedures, refer to ATP 4-35.1 and TM 43-0002-33. TM 43-0002-33 provides guidance for the emergency destruction of ammunition. Emergency destruction of CEA and friendly ammunition prevents enemy forces using the ammunition. Commanders have the authority to order the emergency destruction of ammunition. Commanders must ensure SOPs are approved and available to the responsible units directed to conduct emergency destruction. Commanders may delegate this authority to subordinate commanders. If possible, planners should prepare contingency plans for emergency destruction of ammunition. The planned detonation should impede enemy troop movements without creating hazards to friendly troops. The first priority for emergency destruction is classified ammunition and its associated documents. The second priority is ammunition the enemy could immediately use against friendly forces, such as hand grenades or landmines, and any ammunition the enemy could use in their weapons. For more information on emergency methods of destruction, refer to ATP 4-35.1. Commanders must follow applicable environmental regulations when destroying munitions during peacetime operations. Failure to obey environmental laws and regulations may subject commanders to fines or imprisonment. AR 200-1 provides detailed information on environmental laws and guidelines. Munitions that have delay devices or anti-disturbance mechanisms are sometimes used and could cause incidents. These munitions include improvised munitions, unexploded bombs, shells, and other devices, unexploded missiles, sabotage devices, mines, and booby traps. EOD personnel do not have to dispose of mines and booby traps, but they may be asked to assist. Unexploded ordnance in downed aircraft. Hazardous explosive materials in fires and explosions. False reports on all of the above munitions. ATP 4-32 contains detailed information on EOD missions and responsibilities during destruction of unexploded ordnance.